Talking today with Mike Schulte from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, we're here at the career show of the Oklahoma FFA Convention for 2014. Your booth is here. You're handing out lots of samples of bread, but you're also telling these young people about an opportunity to be involved in the Junior Wheat Show.
Yeah, we felt like this was a wonderful opportunity for us to try to increase attendance for participants into the state FFA Junior Wheat Show. And so we are down here at the trade show and convention today with the 12,000 FFA students in the state of Oklahoma trying to promote that. We have made some changes to the State FFA Junior Wheat Show this past year. In the past, traditionally, we've been focused more on the visual side of elements whenever those samples are judged into the competition, but we have decided to put more focus on the milling and baking aspects of those samples once they're received. The reason we're doing that is because we're trying to educate the producers that that's what our foreign and domestic buyers are wanting. So we're going to have a different score sheet this coming year with the milling and baking that will be going on. Traditionally in the past, we have taken the top 10 samples out of 4-H and FFA for milling and bake tests to go on. This year, we're going to be doing the top 25 samples. Part of the reason is that we're seeing, too, that sometimes the protein quantity does not necessarily meet the protein quality. And so with the higher protein qualities that are out there, we feel like by taking all the samples through, we'll get a better indicator of what's going to be possibly acceptable.
Obviously, we've got this wheat in the ground. We're getting close to harvest. In fact, in a lot of areas, folks can these young people, 4-H and FFA members, can still segregate a sample of wheat they've got out in the field and be a part of this contest, right?
Yes, it needs to be from a 5-acre sample plot that they have put out this past year, and then they need to be able to submit a 10-pound sample to the Payne County Fairgrounds Expo Center. They can mail those in, but they have to be mailed in by Friday, July 25th. Or they can show up, and then the morning of July 30th, that's when the competition is going to be taking place at the Payne County Fairgrounds. The information for that is on the Oklahoma Wheat Commission website at www.wheat.ok.gov. If they just click on the education link and then under there click on the Junior Wheat Show link, all the rules will be available for students to look at so they can look that over and decide if they want to participate.
You're also going to be working with advisors. You've got several in-service days to help try to help these advisors counsel their FFA members to be a part of this.
Yes, we do have three in-service days coming. Thursday, May 22nd at the Spreck facility in Stillwater. That, again, is Thursday, May 22nd. And we're hoping maybe to get FFA instructors in before harvest begins so they can see how the cleaning of the samples go, to educate them about things that they'd be looking for on samples that they are going to submit for the competition. And then hopefully after harvest is over, we're hoping to pick them back up. If they do want to bring in samples, we are going to have two in-service days, one in the southern part of the state, which is going to be at the Chickasha Grady County Extension Office. And then on Thursday, July 10th, we will be at the O'Keen FFA building where we will be representing the producers from the northwest part of the state.
Bottom line, there's some good scholarship money available for these young people that participate.
Yes, we give over $16,000 in scholarships a year for the State FFA Junior Wheat Show. We feel like that is a wonderful opportunity for an FFA member to take. And during the life or career of a 4-H and FFA student's career, they can win up to $6,000 during their lifetime. So definitely a lot of scholarship opportunities out there for students to take advantage of.